My name is Phil Corcoran. I live in Cleveland, Ohio, and I am 61 years old. You know, most of those 61 years, I have been consumed by what I could call a neurotic fear. Just because of my background and upbringing, it was just an early part of my life. And because of that, I guess I've always been interested in the so-called spiritual enlightenment and the search for truth. In the early days, I was attracted to a person called Jiddu Krishnamurti because he was in a spiritual genre, but he disassociated himself from the mainstream. I was attracted to that for some reason. But he was just one of a string of people all over the place. And I found germs of trueness in at times what I call trueness. Just a few years ago, I'm not even sure how long, 2 or 3 years ago, I bought an iPhone. And when I bought the iPhone, that allowed me to tune into podcasts and YouTube and do different things like that, which I had sort of done, but it opened up a new avenue for me for discovery. And I scoured the airwaves and stumbled on Gangaji, who was just like the others. I liked her for a while. It told me something. It helped for a bit, but it just went away. And about that led me to John and the John Sherman podcast. Well, at first I thought it was the same old, same old. It sounded the same. It sounded like what I had done. But there was something about the gentle persistence to look at yourself that was different. And I don't know, when I listened to John, I sensed that he was talking about something that I already knew. It was like he was reminding me of something that I already knew. When I first tried to start looking, at first it was just purely intellectual, but I realized that isn't what John meant. I had an experience once where I woke up in the night and I had this bizarre geometric design in my eyes. And when they were open, I could see it. When it was closed, I could see this design. And I even went and looked at the mirror, and I could see this design overlaid it. And it was a weird experience. And later I discovered it was probably, I had a cold, and it was just, the outline of cells or something in my eyes. But the point was, for me, is that it was just such a memorable experience. And for some reason, when John was talking about looking at yourself, I remembered that. And then there was the suggestion of John's to recall scenes from childhood or what it felt like to be a child. And I had a similar experience that was totally, completely physical when I was a child. I had pegboards in my room. And I laid in bed and would look at this pegboard, and if I looked a certain way, it would look one way. If I squinted, it would be a different way. If I let my eyes relax, I would see like double vision. But I remembered exactly how it felt just to do that. And that was, for me, what I guess gave me the connection to just really understand what John was talking about. And for me, it is a physical act, and it's not related to any understanding or conception. It's just something that I do with my attention that I call looking at myself. I had some problems, or I had a lot of fear at first. I still do occasionally. Just because I was a very responsible person and I felt like this was somehow being irresponsible because I wasn't looking out for business all the time. And of course, I had a lot of neurotic, fearful patterns that I mentioned, and there was mental illness in my family too, so there was the thought, aha, I'm just going crazy because life seems different now. Surely there must be something wrong with my mind. But anyway, it's a great feeling of homecoming, and I have a sense that I've known John and Carla too. It's almost like that we're old friends. It's a nice feeling. I feel like I'm in a course of recovery. The medicine, as John talks about, is of the looking. It's doing its work, and I feel like recovery is just unfolding at its own rate. And I try to stay out of the way as much as possible. But it's really nice to feel so immersed in my life. It's like what I knew was possible from those early days, but it never really happened. I guess that's it, really. It's a wonderful thing. I'm very pleased, and I'm just glad to be able to take a minute to share this. So thanks for listening.